You're listening to WNIN FM. I'm Zach Genzel, and joining us now on this Friday for the Arts Notebook, Roger McBain from the Courier and Press. Good day, Roger.
Good day.
First of all, we have both of Evansville University's main stages putting up productions this evening.
Only one of them is a musical, but melody, songs play key parts in both productions that are opening this weekend. At the University of Evansville, it's As You Like It. With a twist, Kurt Tofteland, the guest director, who was director of the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival and now Shakespeare Behind Bars, has brought some sonnets and a jazz beat and a 1950s feel to this production. It is set in the 1950s in Greenwich Village, New York, at a pub, the Forest of Arden Pub, with a jazz band playing there, and they've gotten some students together to put together an improv jazz combo. And I talked to Natalie Tischler, junior from Texas, who's leading that. She kind of listened to a lot of Miles Davis and John Coltrane and Bill Evans and put together some jams for this thing, about 22 of them for this show, which opens tonight. At the University of Southern Indiana, Next to Normal opens tonight. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning, Tony-winning Broadway, I guess, rock musical written by Tom Kitt and Brian Yorkey. Eric Altheide directs this, and it is a rock musical that expresses a family dealing with the confusion, the depression, the delusion, and despair, and ultimately hope of the mother, the wife and mother in this family. That's opening tonight.
A little bit of a change from either The Bard Meets Beatnik or a rock musical. We have the Philharmonic.
Hey, this is about as American as it gets. Saturday and Sunday. This is an all Gershwin show. The Evansville Philharmonic is going to be presenting. Richard Glazier is the guest pianist and host. He'll talk about the music of George and Ira Gershwin, and maybe tell the story of about how when he was a 9-year-old kid in Indianapolis, he saw Girl Crazy, wrote a letter to Ira Gershwin, and started a correspondence that brought them together 3 years later, and he says launched this career of his playing Gershwin's music and the American popular song from that period. The concert will include a lot of Gershwin piano pieces, including him playing with the orchestra in Rhapsody in Blue, Saturday and Sunday.
It's good that it is Saturday and Sunday for that, because also Saturday evening we have some more American music happening in New Harmony.
And that will be the next Under the Beams installation. And this is Jeremy Kittle and his band, which is apparently quite an eclectic acoustic mix that he says he has trouble describing. He just says it's fun and not pretentious, and promises to play everything from Hendrix to bluegrass to blues. That'll be Saturday night in Murphy Auditorium in New Harmony.
Finally, Sunday evening, there's a free concert that is named after a rather famous Evansville music educator from back in the day.
Milton Z. Tinker, helped get music started in the public schools in Evansville. And this is going to be a free public concert, 6 p.m. Sunday in the University of Evansville's new chapel. It will bring together community players in the Bend in the River Brass Band, the university's new chapel jazz orchestra, organ students from the University of Evansville, and the Joshua Academy Choir, led by Monty Skelton, who is a University of Evansville graduate himself and Evansville native.
Roger McBain writes for the Evansville Courier and Press. You can find information about these events and more at courierandpress.com. Roger, thank you.
My pleasure.